And good morning. Welcome to County Edition here on 1590 KVGB, 95.5 FM, the talk of the town. It's the program. We get you up to date on what's going on in Barton County. That's why we call it County Edition. Here from the Mayo Money Management Studio, joining us from the Barton County Health Department today, a couple of registered dietitians, Bev Frizzell and Emily Foote, in on the program today. Beverly, welcome back to the studio. And I do believe, Emily, this is your first trip in here, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, cool. Welcome to the program. Okay, a lot of things to talk about, and I always give Karen Winkleman a hard time. They come into the acronym capital of the world on a lot of this stuff, so we're going to start with one of those right now. And guys, we're going to want to talk about BAM, B-A-M.
Yeah. So BAM is our Becoming a Mom classes, and becoming a mom is something that a lot of us females do, but, you know, sometimes we want instructions, what's going on. And so we provide these childbirth education classes called Becoming a Mom. It's the March of Dimes curriculum, and so we've got set topics that we do with these. And we have these starting April 2nd, and we're going to go every Tuesday for 6 weeks. And so we're inviting moms or to come, or moms that have already had kids and they just want to learn more.
Okay, so becoming a mom, BAM. Okay, right. Just like that. And next session begins on April 2nd. Tell me about some of these topics that will be covered.
Okay, so in the first session, we're talking about just healthy pregnancy, what to expect when you go to your doctor's visits, what tests are going to be run. And it's just kind of all things about being healthy. When maybe you need to call your provider. And so sometimes we just, you know, something's going on and we're just not sure, is this normal, not normal. So we talk about when to call the provider as well. And so that's the first session that we are doing. And then we roll into nutrition. So that second class is a lot on nutrition and just kind of environmental exposure. So we talk secondhand smoke and some of those things and talk about, you know, women not cleaning out the kitty litter box and those types of things.
Really? Okay.
So, and then, of course, probably the most popular class we have is the third session, which is labor and delivery. So we actually have a guest speaker coming in for that.
Okay.
And so one of the nurses from the OB department at the hospital comes.
Outstanding.
And she teaches labor and delivery. So and then we have a lactation consultant coming in to teach our breastfeeding class. So that's class number 4. So, and we also talk about just all things feeding babies. So in addition to the breastfeeding, we are talking infant feeding with formula as well.
So 6 weeks, right?
6 weeks worth of classes.
Wow. This is, how often have we done this before, Beverly?
So we've been doing it for about a year and a half to 2 years. It's fairly new, but once a quarter we're offering these classes now.
So. Has it been pretty popular so far?
Yeah, we are having some months or some classes a good show and some not so good.
Uh-huh.
We had 11 sign up for our last session. So.
Okay, very good. So who can attend? Well, who can attend? Can dad come along on some of these?
Yeah, we welcome dads
okay,
to come
very
along
good.
Because they're walking right alongside mom.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So, and no cost for this. And then, how do you get registered for this? Just call or can you go online or how's it work?
You can call the Barton County Health Department and just say that you want to register for the Becoming a Mom classes and we'd be glad to get you signed up.
Okay. And you mentioned this is the March of Dimes curriculum.
Yeah. We use the March of Dimes curriculum. So it's an evidence-based program.
Okay, so were you kind of on the ground floor putting this together and getting started with this?
No, it's been in Kansas for quite a few years.
Okay.
Already. So we started doing the program, like I said, within the last 2 years.
But okay.
It's been a great program, and so a lot of good information to be shared.
Okay, very good, and that's coming up on April 2nd. What times are those going to be?
It's 1:30 to 3:30, so
okay.
It's a two-hour session.
They're at the health department.
They're at the health department.
Okay, very good. That's BAM. Becoming a Mother. Yeah, they're starting April 2nd, so contact the Barton County Health Department to get signed up for those. Okay, that's Beverly Frizzell, Emily Foote with us right now. And Beverly, we're going to talk about WIC. Okay, WIC. What's that stand for?
WIC stands for Women, Infants, and Children, and it's a nutrition program that provides nutrition and health education, healthy food, breastfeeding support, and other services.
Okay, and who's eligible for the WIC program?
We serve, Barron County WIC serves Kansas residents who are pregnant, breastfeeding mothers up to the baby's first birthday, non-breastfeeding mothers up to 6 months after baby's birth, infants, and children under five.
Okay, how does WIC provide assistance?
We talk to moms about just like nutrition information for their kids, sometimes troubleshooting some things that they may be going through, whether they have a picky child with their eating or breastfeeding concerns. We talk to them about that. And then we also provide we provide food services for them.
Okay, what's important nutrition? You're both dietitians, so nutrition for new moms and maybe before they become a mom.
We recommend just getting a good variety of foods from all the food groups and focusing on fruits and vegetables, getting in a lot of those.
Okay, and someone comes in and you have to get signed up for the WIC program first. Is that how it works? Okay, then you come in and make an appointment. Who are you going to be meeting with?
Okay, first of all, we'll have them meet with the clerical staff who will gather the information and look at documents to see if they're eligible for the program. They look at income guidelines, and then they will meet with us, one of the dietitians, and we'll determine whether they have any risk factors, just medical or nutrition problems or concerns, and then provide nutrition and breastfeeding education to them. They also may see the breastfeeding peer counselor to provide additional support to breastfeeding moms.
Okay, you're both nutritionists, right? Registered dietitians, I guess.
Yes.
How did you get interested in this, Beverly?
So when I was in college, I was thinking I was going to be a nurse. And then I took a nutrition class and decided to switch gears.
How'd this opportunity come about with the health department?
So after I finished my education at Kansas State University, there was a job opening. And so I decided, hey, this is close to home. I grew up in Claflin.
All right.
And so I decided that I would give it a try.
What do you like about it?
Well, I like that we have basically 8-to-5 jobs.
Yeah, that's nice.
Monday through Friday, don't have to do on call. And so it's been a good opportunity, and it's been great when I've been raising my own kids too. So it worked well with my home life as well as my work life.
Okay, perfect. All right, Emily, you got kind of a preview of the questions there. So how did you get interested in nutrition and becoming a registered dietitian?
I've just kind of always been interested in nutrition, and same with Bev. I took a basic nutrition class, and it was just really fascinating to me. So I decided that I would go into dietetics, and I also graduated from K-State.
Okay, so how'd the opportunity come about with the health department here in Barton County?
I worked for WIC in Wichita at one point.
Okay.
And after staying home with my kids for 12 years, I applied for a job here in Barton County, and they were being really flexible and were allowing me to have a part-time job with them, and that really was nice.
Okay. What's the most rewarding thing about this position, the things you're doing right now?
I think just connecting with some of the moms. Now that I am a mom, I just feel like I can kind of relate to some of the things that they're going through, and it helps me better serve them.
All right. We're talking with Beverly Frizzell and Emily Foote with the Barton County Health Department today. We'll take a break. We'll have more of today's show coming up right after this. Welcome back. County Edition here on 1590 KVGB 95.5 FM. County Edition, Beverly Frizzell, Emily Foote with us on the program. All right, guys. March is National Nutrition Month. So what's the significance of this, Beverly?
So during March, March every year, the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics likes to celebrate eating healthy and promote good health. And so there's generally a theme that is nationally recognized. And so this year we're kind of pulling some stuff in on that with just some healthy eating. But this year's theme is got to do with like eating healthy in farmers markets and things like that. And so we are trying to provide education on just how to be healthy, because I think there's a big interest in people trying to get out there, be healthy, judging by how many people are out exercising and walking. So I think there's a demand for nutrition information.
Okay, what's the biggest thing about nutrition that people need to know about, Emily?
Well,
besides, you know, not digging into that box of ho-hos or ding-dongs or Twinkies or stuff like that.
Well, I would just recommend, going away from diets and, you know, all those fad diets that people try to do for, you know, however many days, just trying to quickly lose weight, but just trying to focus on a healthy eating routine. And by doing that, just like making a grocery list helps. Planning out meals for the week, using a variety of foods from all the food groups.
How important is that grocery list?
Well, it's important if you're gonna stick with it. That's the important thing, is you stick with it and you make sure you get your meals planned out. If you're gonna go down the aisles and see all the things that yeah. are gonna tempt you anyway and grab them anyway, then that may just take away from that.
Beverly, how important is that grocery list? Yeah.
Well, it saves money, because you don't have all those impulse buys. But also, it's like, if I'm making my list at home, I know that the healthy things I'm going to get, and it tends to kind of keep me on track so that I'm not venturing down that chip aisle.
Yeah, that's like a muddy road for somebody. Right. I don't want to go.
So, and I tend to find that I stick kind of to the edges of the store more when I'm making my list. And so that's definitely helps. But it also kind of helps that I can use some of the foods that I have in my cupboards at home. So if I know what I've got there, and then I can just buy the foods to supplement that. And that also helps reduce some food waste.
Lean proteins. How important are these? And tell me about some of those lean protein foods, Emily, that people can take advantage of and consume and purchase.
Mm-hmm. Lean proteins such as chicken, leaner cuts of beef, eggs, fish. Those are just some healthy options that you could go with for some of the protein options.
Are there any other proteins that some people don't think about that they might be able to get protein from? Are beans?
Beans, peanut butter.
Okay.
And you can find some proteins in some things like quinoa and some of that. And quinoa is a grain that's available too.
What's cool to get black beans, mm-hmm. and you put them in a bowl, and then you eat them with a toothpick. And it's awesome. You eat them one bean at a time, and then pretty soon you get full. So there you go. That's a black bean diet right there.
There you go. You have the nutrition tips for us.
Huh? Yeah, well. So you don't need a whole can of black beans, but you can just put some in there, and yeah, it's kind of filling. Low-fat dairy. How important is this? And tell me about some low-fat dairy products.
So when we're looking at dairy, the fat in dairy tends to be a saturated fat. And so if we go with a low-fat, we tend to have better results for things like our cholesterol and our blood lipid levels. And so fat-free or skim milk would be ideal. But for those that just really don't care for the taste of that, going up to like a 0.5% or a 1% is considered a low-fat dairy product.
Okay, so, and you see them, we've got whole milk, then you get 2%, 1%. How much difference is between 2% and 1%?
So
besides percent, I know.
Right.
So, well, it's 1%.
Right. So it's probably about 10, 15 calories difference per cup.
Okay. And so 1% is better than 2%, right?
Correct.
And skim milk doesn't taste very good. So is a good compromise 1%?
So for those that would rather drink whole milk, it's a great compromise.
Okay.
But really we find that once people, if they're on whole milk and they just gradually go down and they can get down to skim milk and it doesn't taste so bad once you get used to it.
Okay.
So I grew up on skim milk, and for me, when I drink something like 2%, I feel like I've got an oil slick on my tongue.
Okay. Well, you're a Claflin girl. You probably had the stuff, you know, that was had the cream on the top, right?
Yeah, I've churned some ice cream in my day.
Yeah, okay, all right, yeah. The stuff that you'd have on your cereal and leave little mm-hmm. cream flakes. I didn't really like that too much. Grains, breads, things like this. Emily, got some tips for breads and things like that?
Just reading labels and making sure that the first ingredient is 100% whole wheat. And that kind of shows you whether it's a whole grain or just like a partially whole grain. You could try some different whole grains, quinoa, barley, brown rice, black rice, wild rice, oatmeal, bulgur, also known as cracked wheat. Those are different types of whole grains you could try.
Why is rice so good for us? I mean, doesn't it have calories in it? Or...
so yeah, rice has calories. Rice is going to be a carbohydrate. But if we choose the whole grain version or like the brown rice, we tend to get more of the whole grain. Typically, there's more fiber. And fiber, of course, we know to help keep us more regular.
Okay. And then I want to go back to labeling here real quick. And you guys both, because sometimes you look on the labels, what are the key things to look at? I mean, you look at calories right away too, but what are some other things that you need to take a look at besides just calories?
So I look at it kind of below that big calorie number, there's calories from fat. And so that's something that you can kind of look at and to see, it's like, you know, how much energy am I getting from that? But I think sodium is a big one for a lot of folks as well. And so trying to stick with, you know, a lower sodium diet, especially if they're having some heart disease.
How do they put sodium on there? Is it in grams or is it, I don't know. Number. Okay. That's right. How much sodium. Yeah. So what's a good number? What's a high number or what's.
So it's typically listed in milligrams of sodium. And so for just the general public, we recommend kind of low sodium would be considered less than 2,000 milligrams. If heart disease, they probably want it less than 1,500.
So what would that be on per serving size? Because that's what they put on there a lot of times. So,
right. So.
Oh, it's only 10. Yeah. There's 10 calories in this and the serving size. Well, it's not the whole box.
Right. It's okay. Not the whole box. So think about what you're going to eat. Do the mental math and see how much you're getting. And then I think you also want to look at how many times a day are you going to be eating. And so if it's something that says it's 30% of your sodium for the day, that may not be a great choice because, you know, there's sodium in so many foods, and so we want to kind of watch that.
Okay, Beverly, so that number you kind of said before was kind of like sodium for a day?
Yeah, so the 2,000 milligrams is for the total day.
Okay, so we got to have our scoreboard here that we're keeping track of all this stuff with, right? Okay, eating healthy, that's good, but you also got to do some other things, right? I mean, a little exercise probably would help a little bit, right?
Activity is always great.
Okay. All right, we are talking with Beverly Frizzell and Emily Foote here on County Dish. We'll take a break. We'll be back for a final segment right after this. Back on County Dish today, Beverly Frizzell, Emily Foote here with us on the program. Okay, let's go back. Bam, becoming a mother, session starting April 2nd, Beverly.
Yes.
Okay. So just call the health department and get registered now. So,
yes, call the health department, 620-793-1909, and we can get you signed up for the classes.
Okay, so that's pretty easy to do. And then as far as the WIC program, that's something that Emily's doing too. Same thing. If you have questions, just call down and talk to you.
Yeah, go ahead and call in. If you have, if you're pregnant, breastfeeding, have a baby or child under 5, call in and we'll see if you're eligible and would love to make an appointment with you.
Okay, a couple registered dietitians in here today. Beverly, one final tip for people looking to eat right.
So look at your plate. make half your plate be filled with fruits and vegetables, and that's a good way to make sure you're getting a variety of nutrients in without having to count servings.
Emily, you got...
After you get all your fruits and vegetables on your plate, try to choose a lean protein and a low-fat dairy to add to that.
Okay, and eat black beans with a toothpick out of a small bowl, and you guys will be ready. Is there like a standard plate? You know, are we talking about a plate the size of a manhole cover? You know, you put on half vegetables. Okay, I'm going to put on half the other. Standard size plate?
Just a standard size plate. But if you're trying to reduce your calories, one of the tips is use a smaller plate. It's portion control.
Yep. Put your fork down while you're eating, too. That's another great idea. So there you go. Guys, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
We have registered dietitians Beverly Frizzell and Emily Foote here on County Edition. Thanks for joining us. News coming up next here on KVGB.